Chapter 3. Japanese Perspectives. I have often heard Westerners say, "I'm really impressed by Japanese perspectives." The Japanese perspectives refer to holistic viewpoints and mean viewing the whole, not individual parts. It is like particular scenery offering a refreshing aspect seen from far away. Westerners point out that through holistic viewpoints, they can discover something new which they couldn't see through analytical viewpoints. Many people will find the Western statements convincing. A. I used to pursue immediate benefits and I tried to increase my own interests in joint projects. As I have become familiar with holistic viewpoints, however, I have learned to look at the situation from a broader perspective and to consider how it would benefit both of us. Then, negotiations have brought better results to us. B. I deal in health supplements. I don't just suggest that my clients take health supplements. I take a holistic approach. I encourage them to refrain from oily food, have a lot of vegetables, get some exercise, and then take health supplements. Green tea is one example of a health supplement that can help calm people down and is useful for easing stress. C. I'm a counselor. Western counselors make patients describe their problems by words. After I learned about holistic viewpoints, however, I found out that it is more effective for some patients to participate in certain activities together without depending only on verbal communication. As for specific examples, I have the patients move their body, draw pictures, and use hands after adjusting to their interest. D. I manage an IT system. Western education focuses only on analytical thinking, and many Westerners are just interested in IT. I have acquired holistic viewpoints and have paid attention also to human relationships in my workplace so that everyone can work comfortably. These facts are very impressive because learning about Japanese viewpoints has been a breakthrough to each problem Westerners face. Westerners have become aware of their own cultural limitations and have applied holistic viewpoints to a variety of occupations. This makes us realize an end of an era when the Japanese only had to learn unilaterally from Western culture, and the beginning of a new era when we also should actively transmit Japanese culture to Westerners.